Chapter 5. On that day, Deborah, along with Barak the son of Abinoam, sang this song.
Because of the unbound hair in Israel, because of the people's volunteering, praise Jehovah.
Listen, you kings. Give ear, you rulers.
To Jehovah I will sing.
I will sing praises to Jehovah, Israel's God.
Jehovah, when you went out from Seir, when you marched out of the territory of Edom, the earth shook and the heavens poured.
The clouds poured down water.
Mountains melted before the face of Jehovah.
Even Sinai before the face of Jehovah, Israel's God.
In the days of Shamgar, the son of Anath, in the days of Jael, the roads were deserted.
Travelers kept to the back roads. The villagers in Israel were no more.
They were no more until I, Deborah, rose up, until I arose as a mother in Israel. They chose new gods.
Then there was war in the gates. A shield could not be seen, nor a lance, among 40,000 in Israel.
My heart is with the commanders of Israel, who went as volunteers with the people. Praise Jehovah!
You riders on tawny donkeys, you who sit on fine carpets, and you who walk on the road, consider.
The voices of the water distributors were heard at the watering places. There they were recounting the righteous acts of Jehovah, the righteous acts of his villagers in Israel. Then Jehovah's people went down to the gates.
Awake, awake, O Deborah! Awake, awake! Sing a song!
Rise up, Barak! Lead your captives away, you son of Abinoam!
Then those who were left came down to the nobles. Jehovah's people came down to me against the mighty.
Out of Ephraim was their origin, those in the valley. They are following you, O Benjamin, among your peoples.
From Machir, the commanders went down, and from Zebulun, those who bear the recruiter's staff. The princes in Issachar were with Deborah.
As was Issachar, so was Barak. Into the valley plain he was sent on foot.
Among the divisions of Reuben, there was intense heart-searching. Why did you sit down between the two saddlebags, listening to them playing their pipes for the flocks?
For the divisions of Reuben, there was intense heart-searching.
Gilead remained beyond the Jordan. And Dan, why did he stay with the ships?
Asher sat idle at the seashore, and by his harbors he remained.
Zebulun was a people who risked their lives to the point of death. Naphtali also, on the open heights.
Kings came. They fought. The kings of Canaan then fought.
In Taanach, by the waters of Megiddo, no spoil of silver did they take.
From heaven the stars fought. From their orbits they fought against Sisera.
The torrent of Kishon washed them away. The ancient torrent, the torrent of Kishon. You trampled down the powerful, O my soul.
Then the hooves of horses pounded as his stallions galloped furiously.
Curse Miraz, said the angel of Jehovah. Yes, curse its inhabitants, for they did not come to the assistance of Jehovah, to the assistance of Jehovah with the mighty ones.
Most blessed of women is Jael, the wife of Heber the Kenite. She is most blessed of women living in tents.
He asked for water. She gave him milk. In a majestic banquet bowl, she offered curdled milk.
With her hand, she reached for the tent pin, her right hand for the workman's mallet.
And she hammered Sisera. She crushed his head, and she smashed and pierced his temples.
Between her feet, he collapsed. He fell and lay still.
Between her feet, he collapsed and fell.
Where he collapsed, there he fell, defeated.
From the window, a woman looked out. Sisera's mother peered out from the lattice.
Why is his chariot delayed in coming? Why are the hoofbeats of his chariot so late?
The wisest of her noble ladies would answer her. Yes, she too would repeat to herself,
"They must be dividing the spoil they found. A girl, two girls, to every warrior. Spoil of dyed cloth for Sisera, spoil of dyed cloth. An embroidered garment, dyed cloth. Two embroidered garments for the necks of the plunderers."
So let all your enemies perish, O Jehovah.
But let those who love you be like the sun, rising in its glory.
And the land had rest for 40 years.